This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Now, here's Matt Mannheim, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, TBT on TRG.
Let's go to P1 Huckleberry. Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. You?
I'm doing good. The reason I'm calling today is I'm looking for some advice, and I'm not sure that this is even a problem, but you know, I'd appreciate your input.
Well, what is the problem? We'll tell you if it's a problem, and then how to handle it if it is a problem.
Well, my girlfriend moved in with me not too long ago, and I noticed a couple things since she's been here and all. Like, I've never seen her take a bath or shower.
Golly. Okay. Well,
and
now,
you
hold
know,
on a minute. Y'all live together? How long y'all live together in under the same roof?
Well, it's only been about, like, 4 weeks.
Okay. And you've never seen her bathe?
Like, once. She took a shower once.
Okay. So, all right, go on with the story, because I have a big question to ask you, but I don't want to offend you.
Well, she doesn't. The strange part is that, you know, she never stinks.
Okay. Well, there's that answer.
Yeah. There's...
You know, I mean, we both go to work every day. You know, I work at the plant, and, you know, I come home hot and sweaty. But she's always, you know, smelling good, you know?
Yeah. Like, what does she smell like? She smell like perfume or lotion or just that natural good lady smell?
Yeah. I guess it's like some perfume or like there's a lot of that body spray stuff. I do see that.
There's sweetness to the scent, I'd imagine.
Yeah, she works down at the mall, you know. So I mean, maybe she don't get sweaty, maybe.
Well, still though, I mean, does her hair look greasy?
It doesn't. We haven't gone through shampoo at all. I haven't had to like buy any more shampoo more than usual.
So you've been living with her for a few weeks. You've never seen her bathe. You've never seen her, you know. Well, one time she took a shower.
One time a shower.
Do you not think that maybe she does it while you're at the plant, while you're working?
Well, I mean, that's possible, but her hours are kind of like the same.
Oh.
Well, then again, I mean, there'd be evidence of that, like, I mean, is the shower dry when you come home from work, or is it wet like somebody has used it? Are there damp towels or dirty towels, or is it just your crap laying around?
Yeah, it's never wet, and there's never any damp towels.
Okay.
It's always not.
So what about like the body? What do you use? Like I use Old Spice Swagger Wolf Tooth. I think it's called. It smells, it's a stupid name, but it smells wonderful.
You're not in the bear glove?
I'm at a bear glove. I'm on wolf tooth now. So, I mean, does she have any toiletries in there?
Well, she's got like this, like, some kind of body spray.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it now. It says like argan oil or Moroccan oil or something.
Yeah.
And I just, maybe it's me. Maybe I don't notice it, you know? I wonder that maybe I'm like extra smelly, like I make up for her smell or something.
Wait, this got you wondering if you stink too?
Well, yeah, you know, they say like you know, it's kind of like when you're with someone, it's kind of like a balance. So maybe if she doesn't stink, like maybe I stink really, really bad.
I mean, you know, look, I'm sure she's doing it when you're not there. Maybe she's, look, I don't know the situation, but maybe she's real sensitive. Like, okay, when you have sex, are the lights on? Because I'm thinking maybe she's not happy with her body and she does it real quick before you get home or something like that.
Well, you know, we don't really have sex.
You don't have sex at all?
No, we're waiting to get married.
So you live together?
But you're living together?
Yeah.
We're living together because she got kicked out. Her last boyfriend kicked her out.
Oh. Oh. She's dating somebody 4 months ago at least, and now she moved in with you, but y'all are going to get married, and you're not going to have sex until then.
Well. Yeah, I mean, she was actually dating him. Like after she moved in here, she was still dating him for like a week or so. And then she told me if she broke it off with him. No,
she's probably going back to her boyfriend's house to shower after she has sex with him. This doesn't sound like you or even her boyfriend.
Well, man, that's my girl.
Well, hey, look,
a minute ago you're waiting till you get married, but then I mean, she's been dating some other dude. Moved into your place.
She basically needed a place to live, and now she's living there, and. I'm not saying that she has to give it up to really be your girlfriend, but it just seems kind of odd.
Well, I don't think she was sleeping with him either, you know?
Well, maybe not. I was just mainly...
He's kind of older, you know?
Yeah.
He's like in his 50s. He's big.
He's big?
He's a big man in his 50s.
Yeah.
You'd say big, is he like a retired football player or like an old fat guy?
I think he was like, I don't know if he was like, I think he just worked at like the power plant or something.
He's a large man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't really care what he did for a living.
He came over here one night and like scared me.
Well, why did he come over there?
Looking for her.
Whoa, boy, this is weird. This is more, is there anything else going on other than the shower situation? Is there more you want to ask us here? Come on. Go ahead. Lay down on that couch. Let's talk.
Yeah, there's got to be more to this.
There's more to this.
Like, you're clearly worried about the whole status of this weird relationship you're in, not just the fact that you don't watch this girl take showers.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You got too much weird crap going on that the fact that she ain't in the bathtub is like about the eighth weirdest thing on the list so far.
Whose idea was it to wait until you got married? Was that hers or was that yours?
Well, you know, it's part of our faith.
Okay. Well, I can appreciate that.
Believe. Not that, but whose idea was that?
It was mostly hers.
Ha! Now we're on to something. So, man, is there more you want to ask though? Like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is there more that you want to ask us other than, hey, is it weird that I've never seen her shower just one time? If there's not, it's cool.
This is not normal. I've never had a girlfriend live with me. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. I understand.
But how often should women be showering and bathing?
Well, I would say daily. Yeah. But just because you don't see her doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
That's what I thought.
She's like, I don't want him to be all weird about it and call a radio show and ask, is it weird that his girlfriend doesn't shower? I'm going to pretend to shower.
I'm going to pretend. I'm going to go so far as to get naked and stand in the shower with the water on, but I'm not going to actually shower.
See?
You know, it is kind of messy in here. Yeah, maybe I should like clean it up for her or something.
Then she'll know something's up.
I mean, if she ain't showering, it's... I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if dirtiness is the thing.
Sometimes the dog likes to sleep in there. When I come home, he's just like curled up in the shower when it's dry.
Well, that's...
So maybe that's what it is. Come on, get out of there.
Jeez. There's no look. There's no drugs involved in this, correct?
No, man. We're faith believing people. We don't believe in drugs.
I know.
I mean, I've gone like 4 or 5 days before, and it didn't really bother me that much.
Yeah. Were you single at that time?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
That's the thing, man. Maybe you should.
I love him.
Maybe you should introduce. You should introduce sex to the relationship because. I mean, come on, any man knows that as a single man, 90% of your motivation to ever take a shower is the fact that some woman might smell you.
Yeah. When you go out with the boys, you're going to shower up because you're like, maybe I'll go home with a girl tonight. You used to not, but still, there's that chance. It's like having a condom in your wallet.
Yeah, you got to be prepared just in case.
Just in case.
You don't want to be stinky the one day a woman does want to go home
with
you.
That's right. That's right. I can't have sex with you. I haven't showered in 5 days. I'm sorry.
You might die if you get too close.
All right. Did your sense of smell work? Dang it. Okay, well, never mind.
Isn't it like, you know, like what they call them, pheromones or something? Isn't that like part of the attraction?
So to that extent, but I think pheromones can work against you if it's too stinky.
Yeah.
If it's just rank.
Whatever. What is the opposite of pheromones? What's something that sends them the other direction?
I don't know. Whatever I had.
Yeah. B.O.
God, you think you guys would be romantic showering together or whatnot? But
now, there's something to think about. Well, he doesn't want to get romantic, though. I mean, you want to get romantic.
I mean, yeah, I'm all for it. I want to get romantic, you know, but she's kind of got me in this thing where...
Yeah, you made a promise.
Yeah.
How do you... I don't know how you get in the... What does she wear to bed? Does she wear, T-shirt and panties, or does she wear full-on pajamas?
Parka?
Oh, I don't know. She's got her own room.
What?
No, it because we it's like it'd be living in sin. So, you know, she's got her own room.
So y'all don't sleep in the same bed?
No, I mean, not yet. You know, I mean, I take her out. We go out to like eat and I pay for everything, you know.
Is that too much temptation to be beside each other?
It would be. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, if eventually your hands are going to wander.
Yeah.
It might be too much temptation.
Yeah. You're going to get cold. You're going to spoon up. And then the next thing you know.
It's getting to be wintertime.
Yeah, it gets cold.
It's going to be wintertime. But then, I mean, then again, maybe the cooler weather, maybe she bathes less because it ain't 100 degrees outside. Yeah.
She let you kiss her on the mouth?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. We can.
Okay. Man.
Something.
Getting back
we're taking it slow.
No, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Back to the question, though. Is it bad that you've never seen her shower? Are you backing up right now? Are you backing that ass up? What's going on? Hello, sir?
I'm telling you, she doesn't smell.
I know, but there's more here that you wanted some validation that something was going on here. You might be wondering, are you being taken advantage of, perhaps?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess that kind of crossed my mind.
See, I don't know if you are or not. I mean, on the outside looking in, that's the way it looks. But at the same time, though, I don't know if she's taking advantage of you. The fact that you have concern about it shows that, you know, with you being close to the situation and part of it, then if you feel that way, chances are perhaps. But you're looking for validation from us. You wanted us to come on and say, yeah, dude, that's gross. And then that could be your way to maybe... To validate the reason why you wanted to end this deal.
I guess. I don't want to end it. I kind of want her to shower.
But why do you want her to shower?
Yeah, I mean,
she doesn't stink.
What does it matter to you? She don't stink and you're not, like, touching her, so it don't matter if she's really clean or not.
Well, it's because it's the only thing. It's just, right now, it's bothering my mind.
But it's also bothering you that she's not necessarily really your girlfriend in your mind. Or not the girlfriend you're looking for or expecting.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
That might be it.
I don't know.
I mean, it seems like the whole thing is not working out in your favor, and I don't think her taking the bath's going to swing it any more in your favor than it already is.
Yeah.
I guess you're right. You know, it keeps the water bill low.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
See, you got to, you know what? Count your blessings. That's right.
Yeah, and maybe you got a sense of humor about it.
I tell you what, you got an open pass to call us anytime you want to for any problem. I don't care if you can't decide between a McMuffin and a croissant sandwich. You better call us. We're going
to
help you.
We will help you decide what to have for breakfast that fateful day.
Okay?
All right. Well, I appreciate it. You guys are great.
All right, Huckleberry. Tickle it, guys.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRT's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, plus P1 approved on-demand audio, or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige. And Nicolas Cage is not only a very talented actor, he's a very interesting person.
I think the internet makes him out to be, you know, he's like a meme actor, meaning like, you know, he's in all these bad movies. And he's been in some stinkers, but he's been in some awesome movies also. Yeah. And you find me anybody who, besides Paige, who's made every movie they've made have been wonderful. Somebody's made a stinker.
Oh, I've made some stinky movies.
His ratio seems to be a little bit higher since he'll do about anything. But that stretch in the 90s was perfect.
Well, he can do anything. He can do a Netflix documentary about cuss words, or he can be in the Left Behind series as Kirk Cameron.
Yeah.
Or not as Kirk Cameron, but that would be interesting. That's a take I'd watch. Paige, you're saying?
I was just saying, you know, some of his movies are great movies, like Moonstruck and, you know.
National Treasure 1 and 2.
Yes, those were mm-hmm. fantastic.
Movies were awesome.
So, yeah, he was doing an interview in the LA Times, and he wanted to let you know that there's some interesting things about them. He describes himself as a goth person. Another thing that you might find interesting.
What does that mean? Does he drink blood?
He's goth.
Drink your blood.
Yeah. He paid $276,000 for a dinosaur skull, which happened to have been stolen from the Gobi Desert. You didn't know that. That was another thing about.
You can't take things from the desert?
Well, you can't take things that.
Try to get that little pyramid home from Egypt.
or stolen from maybe. People that own them or something like that, you know, if they were archaeologist things.
Very eccentric. And the story about him with, who was it he was married to? They had a very awkward relationship.
Lisa.
It was Arquette, right?
Presley.
Rosanna. Rosanna Arquette?
Yeah.
Okay. He kept, like, go out with me. Just get drinks. Just get coffee. Wouldn't do it. Hey. And she's like, no, I'm not going to do it. He's like, what would it take for you to go to dinner with me one time? And she said, go get me a signed copy of Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. J.D. Salinger wrote this great novel, this awesome piece of work, and then became a recluse like Howard Hughes. Did not go out in the public. Thus, a signed copy of it was almost ridiculous to find.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? He found one.
He did.
He paid like $3-4 million for this.
Yeah,
walks over to her house with it in his hands, says, now will you go out with me?
He's a romantic. I love
him. He's a moron. That's good Lord.
I love
it was
that.
Patricia Arquette.
Patricia. There you go.
Well, like
David Arquette probably has that
uh-oh.
Book now.
Oops.
Did he go to the writer? And I mean, wouldn't you give it to him? Like, it's Nicolas Cage back then, you know, you're like, hey man, it's pretty cool. Just go ahead and take it.
It's $3 million though. Now I wouldn't say take it, but I'm sure, you know, it added some provenance to it, you know?
I say he's out of money doing all these movies.
Remember the Wayne Gretzky, Honus Wagner?
Yeah.
It became more popular because he owned it at one time than it was the card itself.
Well, things you may not know about Nicolas Cage that I can tell you, he listed the things that he cares about, his wife, his sons, his two cats, and his crow, Hogan.
Wow.
Brother.
It's Crow Hogan.
He lives in a geodesic dome in Las Vegas. And
did he pay for this crow or did he steal it from the desert?
That I don't know.
I don't know.
These celebrities have weird houses. You see one of Jared Leto's houses was an old, it was like army base. He kind of outfitted it where you can live in it. It's kind of weird looking.
See, they'd call that a prepper house down here.
It's like an old warehouse.
He does it. People live in a school bus down here. They're like, hey, what are you trying to do? You do that down in Austin, Texas. It's $2,500 a month.
Huh. Well, the crow is not just any typical bird. The crow actually speaks to him and calls him names. A swearing crow.
Do you think he'd be really cool to hang out with, or would you be like after 10 minutes, like, this is probably too much?
I don't know. He may say that about me.
There might be some stuff involved.
Unless, what?
At least some alcohol.
Oh.
On this end. On his end.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying, I look at his strills and tells he's put a couple dollar bills up it.
And he quit singing karaoke because he was caught on video and people made fun of him. But, I mean, Nicolas Cage karaoke is probably fantastic and, you know.
Do you remember when he got in trouble? I want to say it was in New Orleans or somewhere. And the dog, the bounty hunter, was going to get him out of jail.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that going to be a whole episode we never saw? I think they had filmed it and everything.
Yeah, because I thought it was going to end up being some kind of like parody, like a Borat movie or something. That it was like they were, you know. Not that it wasn't real, but it was going to be one of those things.
Well, Hogan the Crow will say goodbye to Nicolas Cage, and then as he leaves, calls him an ass. So, I mean, that's as vile as it gets. I don't know if he knows any better swear words.
I was hoping it was going to be some, you know, like maybe Mel Gibson came over, started talking to the bird or something like that.
Filthy mouth bird.
Yeah, because, you know, the whole thing is, well, where did the bird learn those words from? It's like kids. Or the kid just said the S word. Well, where'd the kid hear the word at, Matthew?
It's like if you type something out and then you go, oh, I'm autocorrect. And the people are like, oh, yeah, well. Yeah.
That's not what you meant when you said amenities. You're talking about man boobs.
Huh. Well, let's talk about one of our favorite subjects on the show is food. And McDonald's, they're putting together a menu hack for certain items on their menu for a limited time. Some food mashups that are popular on social media. And you may like them. Others may kind of make you nauseous. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you.
Sounds like you're describing stoner food. Yeah,
so, for one, you can get the hash brown McMuffin. It's a sausage McMuffin with a hash brown inside. That's not too rare, you know. That's okay.
It wouldn't be bad.
Oh, I mean, you got to think, too, like you, a lot of people eating it in their cars, like especially breakfast. Like, how many people, like, do you get your breakfast and go through the drive-thru and put it in the car seat beside you and just drive to work and then go inside and then place it on your... Hell no.
Nobody does
you
that.
You eating that while you're laughing your ass off listening to us.
I can have a 10-count mini done, like, within a mile. Like, after getting it.
Sounds like a contest.
Not on Sundays.
How about the crunchy double? It's a double cheeseburger, and you add a layer of McNuggets at the bottom and drizzle them with barbecue sauce.
Oh, that'd be good.
You like that?
Because a four-piece would fit on that bun perfect.
Their nuggets are good again. I remember, I didn't eat there for like 4 years because that was like the only thing I got. And I find they changed the recipe, and I like them again.
Well, I'm glad. They won you back.
Mighty own stock. You know what I miss about me? How about this? No, go ahead. I'm interrupting.
No,
I'm putting my finger down. I remember.
Here is the one that you may not like. The Surf and Turf. It's a double cheeseburger with a filet of fish patty added to it. I know. God. Sorry.
Bless.
Does it come
with a roll of toilet paper?
I didn't know. Fat boy is heaving right now. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't like seafood. That's a good way to ruin any meal. Put some scramps on.
I like both of those things, just not together.
Well, there's an extra bun. They're not, like, touching.
I like filet mignon and ice cream, but I don't want filet mignon ice cream.
All right, so there's the land, air, and sea. It gets better. It's a Big Mac with two burger patties, like usual, but you also add a filet of fish patty and a McChicken patty to it.
Hence how long before the Irish demand that McDonald's change the name of their fish sandwich?
It might be coming up soon.
Yeah.
I like the McChicken.
There's a lot of chicken options out there, and they're usually all on the same little trifecta of corners. And that's
so
not
you
one
you can
that
do
gets
land
attention.
And air and forget the sea. Because the sea isn't going to stay down, fat boy. He made that clear.
Like, if I'm already there, I'll get one. You know, it's like a big nugget. Just let me get a big patty.
The price point on the Surf and Turf in the land, air, and sea, I have no idea.
Do you have to, it's not on the menu, or it will be on the menu. I mean, it doesn't matter.
For a short amount of time, you can order these.
Okay. Go to Cracker Barrel and get a turducken for Thanksgiving.
It's just like the Travis Scott gimmick where you get the McNugget pillow, and it's like a limited time only. You know, you get the 10-piece.
Wow. This is just the food. You can't resell that.
Yeah, but it's, you know, if they, you know, come back with some of this stuff. again and again.
Yeah, but remember right after that, like, you know, all the fast food places, it's kind of like radio. We do Facebook fussing up in Virginia. They're doing Facebook fighting, pussies. And then, you know, everybody caught, you know, all that stuff. Well, then, you know, you have one person say, okay, we're going to do this option. Oh, we're going to do this. I remember right after the Travis Scott Burger King or McDonald's, Burger King did a Nelly. Happy meal.
And look.
Come with a breathe right strip.
I'm wide as hell. And I can even say, man, you can't come at Travis Scott with Nelly. Right?
Mm-mm.
I mean, yeah. I just.
A little mild.
No, not now.
Should have brought in, like, Run DMC. They were the kings of rock. Y'all are the kings of burgers. Let me work for your ad agency.
Well, you tried.
Flame broil you.
Huh. Well, so we have a list of the most pirated movies of 2021. At the bottom of the list, number 10, Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, I saw that one on Plus when it came out. I didn't think it was bad. I mean, it was
not good. I mean,
a little long.
You didn't think it was bad, but you didn't think it was good.
Yeah, pretty. It's kind of in the middle.
The Rock has a real. He's done much better as an actor, but if you take all his movies except for the Scorpion King one, and then also Tooth Fairy or Tooth Nanny or whatever it's called.
Except for a lot of movies.
They all are the same character plucked into another role, almost like Jason Statham. And I like him. Mm-hmm. And if you can do the thing, like, I don't know, did John Wayne ever...
He's kind of the same guy. You didn't complain about being a cowboy, right?
Yeah, I mean, the same character, but yeah.
I don't know. Also on the list, Freya and the Last Dragon. At number nine, I'm sorry, that was number nine. At number eight, Wonder Woman 1984.
It was not very good. I didn't think it was good.
I thought Kristen Wiig as a mentally challenged villain made me, I don't know who to cheer for here. I thought Wonder Woman was like being mean. Like, you need to go drive her somewhere in your invisible jet and get her some help.
Well,
I mean, I felt weird like pulling for Wonder Woman. Like, you're like 400 years old from like Atlantis. Like, help old girl out here. She's got some problems upstairs.
I never heard her described as a mentally challenged villain.
Well, she was insane. Yeah. And, well, yeah. You know, in the temperament of Hollywood now, it's like, well, and she's beating the hell out of her.
Well, also, one of the best movies last year, Cruella.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, me neither.
And here we go.
Tell me how to pirate House of Gucci. I don't want to go see it at the theater.
Oh, that looks good.
I saw that one. It wasn't bad.
Number six, The Suicide Squad.
That wasn't good either.
I didn't see that.
Man, I didn't think it was bad. It was the introduction to Peacekeeper Maker.
Yeah, he was good, but the whole premise of it, I mean, this is stupid.
Once again, proving Pete Davidson. He was in it just to have the sizzle of, oh, Pete Davidson's in this movie.
Probably. The one character shouldn't even exist. The guy who throws the bubbles or whatever that stupid thing
is. Mr. Bubbles.
So here's the top five at number five.
That's dishwashing detergent.
Mortal Kombat 2021.
That wasn't good, but it's not going to be good.
That was good because it was the beginning of HBO Max doing the streaming as in theaters, and you kind of felt like, ha ha, I'm saving $25. I wouldn't go see this in the theater, but I'm going to watch it now because I'm getting one up on everybody else.
All right,
it's such a weird thing.
Number four, F9. I haven't seen that.
I can't. He's in Florida.
I watched that one.
Was it good?
It wasn't bad. I mean, it was a good action movie, but I don't like the way it ends.
So here's the top three. Third place, Black Widow.
It was all right.
I didn't see that, I don't think.
It was good action.
I didn't see it.
Scarlett Johansson and Florence Pugh.
Yes. So out of the most pirated movies of 2021, second place, Zack Snyder's Justice League.
I don't remember, man. I saw it, but I didn't watch it all at once.
There's like another version of it. That might be that version of it. There was one where way longer, yeah.
And the most pirated movie of last year was Godzilla versus Kong.
I never saw that one.
I did.
Was it good? Well, I mean, it ain't going to be good, but.
Wasn't bad. No, it was, it's always the ending, right? The ending was almost comical. Also, the beginning was almost comical. I thought it was going to be like a Harry and the Hendersons type bit. But then it got very graphic. But then at the end, it was just like, are you trying to give me some deeper meaning of life here, like as above, so below? Sorry, I just gave too much away.
It was the thing with Suicide Squad. I'm like, this is the villain. This is who you're fighting. This is dumb.
This is weird. Like, again, I don't know superheroes like the big Browns of the world and then the you know, what's Rob from Borderlands, all those guys. I don't know the stuff that well. But it's weird how in a lot of these movies, I feel like I'm pulling for the villain.
Hmm. Yeah.
Especially when they do like a movie like The Joker and they give you that prequel side, like, man.
That was good.
We made him into the Joker. Or people up here in Gotham, not uh-huh. us. I wasn't
well, on page, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
Thank you. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Short list of some celebrities. We'll tell them happy birthday or suck it right after this. Good morning. Live from Studio Inario, the Den of Sin. It's 864-CALL-ROB.com. It's time to say, hey, celebrities born on January 27th, happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
Nobody wants to go in on the suck it. I noticed
say
that.
It.
You, but you went, suck it.
I don't want.
Well, she's trying to be
forcefully demand it now, Paige.
Suck it.
See?
I just didn't want to overstep yours.
Don't step on my suck it. Make
I
it your own
to.
Suck it.
That's why I kind of whispered it, you know.
Whisper suck it.
She's trying to get hot with it.
Wait, do you suck it?
What?
Remember them?
Okay.
Yin Yang. All right. Since Jimmy is on holiday.
Oh, yeah.
There's just a couple. And I don't have all his sources, but I'll tell you this is the ones that I have found. This guy right here, we actually talked about here on Monday, because he had been to the area for a performance of sorts. It was a live action thing at one time, I understand. Wonder if that happens. You know, they used to say some of the old comedians would have so-called hecklers that would travel with them, and that would add into the show. You know, Andy Kaufman did that and stuff. I wonder if every Tracy Lawrence concert, there will be seven people fighting. They're like the road crew. Hey, Gus, when I'm doing Paint Me a Birmingham, go out there and beat the hell out of each other.
I don't know, like calling it from the stage?
Here's some of these beer bottles made of sugar. Well, and sugar glass.
Wouldn't he get out there and like be the hero if it was a work?
No, Garth would, though. Garth would swing out onto the dance floor on a rope with his checkerboard shirt on.
What if the work's in for Reba tonight? What if somebody's, you know, girl's going to start smacking and she's like, hey, y'all, stop, or I'll get out there and smack you both.
She'll call.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the stage. You guys didn't know I'm a big fan of hers, but since she told me about shaving my cho-cho, ladies and gentlemen, it's Missy Elliott.
Oh, that would be a nightmare.
She's going to do one of mine, and I'm going to do one of hers.
We're going to do Does He Love You
right
now.
Paige, how old is Tracy Lawrence?
22.
Man, he's got to be.
Paige is thinking of Trevor Lawrence, I do think. Tracy. I want to come up here and hug you right now, but management would have issues with that.
I got the wrong one.
Trevor Lawrence.
I got the wrong Lawrence.
Oh
I'm
God.
Sorry.
Yeah. But you know what? Tracy Lawrence would be thrilled to think that. I think his mullet's older than that.
Man, he's got to be like 60.
Trevor Lawrence is 54.
54.
No, he's not. Trevor.
Started off early.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really tell. He put on some weight, but.
Did he?
Yeah, he's on TikTok. He's pretty active. He's even telling people what his songs mean.
You know, it's interesting because you're on TikTok, Fatboy, and you'll sometimes, like, I've seen TikToks but never on TikTok, and you send the ones of Randy Travis sometimes. Oh, my God.
And he dances on there.
He's not Randy Travis.
Oh, dang.
It's tough to watch.
He's going through, is it MS?
I think it might be. Or
some
he had
kind
a
of
stroke.
Nerve.
I think he had a stroke. He's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
It's good to see him, but, you know, it's just tough to watch.
Especially because he's sitting there attempting his best to sing along with his own song. Oh, it's heartbreaking.
Bless them.
Let's celebrate this birthday. You know him as a guy that used to be on SportsCenter before he decided to talk politics. He's also the voice of Tom Jumbo Grumbo on BoJack Horseman. I only mentioned that because I know. Do you watch that, Fat Boy?
I saw it once. Couldn't really get into it.
You and Nine watch that show.
I think Nine likes it.
Oh. Talking about, you know who I'm talking about, Fat Boy?
You talking about KO?
KO. Keith Olbermann.
Oh,
I met
man.
Him one time at the Augusta National.
He's kind of cute, huh?
He seems like he'd be kind of really condescending. Maybe he was nice.
Did really I tell you one time, swear to God, on my daddy's grave, I sold a card. I don't even remember what it was. It was a vintage old baseball card of decent value on eBay, and it was to Keith Olbermann. He bought the card. Because
you knew it was him, though?
It was Keith Olbermann, and then it was blah, 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 care of. And I looked like a nerd. I looked it up, and it was his agent. So I guess he sends his stuff to his agent. Man. So Keith Olbermann bought that ball card. I thought that was cool as hell.
KO.
Yeah.
It was a good sports center with him and Dan Patrick.
Yeah. Well, how old is this son of a bitch?
66.
Page.
70.
Keith Olbermann, 63. And finally, real quick, this guy, legendary, Captain Edward Smith, captain of the Titanic. Paige, how old?
Wow.
80.
The captain of the Titanic.
Dead.
80.
Gotta be dead.
Dead.
He is dead.
Oh, thank God.
He would have been 172, though, Paige.
He would crawl up on that door like Jack should have.
I thought you meant the actor in the movie, not the actual dead person.
Well, I was trying to make a mountain out of a molehill because no famous people are really born today except for Olbermann and the others.
Trevor Lawrence.
Travis Lawrence, whoever.
Tracy.
Vicky Lawrence.
One of
Lawrenceville, Georgia. Thank you to everybody who listened today, of course, who contributed, call in, Facebook, Snapchat, the whole nine yards. We appreciate you. Tomorrow is Friday. That means the FOF line. Feel free to jump on that, 864-241-4318, 864-241-4318. And then we're getting down to the wire with Pigskin Picks.
Oh, we only got two games this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Conference championships.
Okay. All right, so we'll do that tomorrow as well. Get today's podcast. Text the word podcast to 72341. Get it on the Odyssey app. I almost said the Galley app. Coming soon. The Odyssey app and most places you get podcasts. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. Tickle it, guys. It's good.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.